Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hey everyone, this is Brad Larson, founder of the Property Management Mastermind. Thanks to our sponsors, we've been able to compile a tremendous list of offers and discounts, with this list expanding every episode. To see that complete offering, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. I also wanted to announce the Pulling Back the Curtain Conference going on in August this year in Denver, Colorado. For more information on that, visit our site for the link. Lastly, be sure to check out our Facebook group page and become a member.
Are you tired of chasing tenants to comply with having renter's insurance? Insurance Management Group can solve this problem with a master tenant's insurance policy. Keep tenants in compliance with your lease agreement and help protect all parties involved. A master tenant's insurance policy can also add an additional revenue stream to your business. Contact Derek Scott at 918-728-8992 or visit imgadvisors.com. To learn more, listen to the Property Management Mastermind Show podcast, episode number 36.
This show is sponsored by the best home inspection software on the market for property managers. We endorse and use Z-Inspector as our software of choice for our team to document home inspections. We particularly like their 360 degrees camera system that produces amazing views of the interior room. Your clients will love Z-Inspector documented inspections you provide them. Visit www.zinspector.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, in today's show, I have Jay Gossage on the line, and we're going to be talking about specifically errors and omissions insurance for property management company owners and real estate brokerages. Now, I think this is a really good conversation because there's a couple good stories in there about what it could and could not cover, and lots of lessons learned and good advice that Jay puts out. So I definitely think it's worth it. Take a listen to this episode. I think you're going to get something from it. Take care. And welcome everybody to another episode of the Property Management Mastermind. I am your host, Brad Larson, and today's guest, I have Jay Gossage coming at us, and we're going to be talking exclusively about errors and omissions insurance for real estate brokers and real estate brokerage property management company owners. And so Jay is the subject matter expert on this, and he can actually help you with insurance in all 50 states. Now, this is not going to be a topic of insurance about homeowners insurance. We're not going to be talking very much about tenant liability insurance. We're going to be talking specifically for the property management brokerages and property management companies, specifically errors and omissions insurance. So Jay, how are you today?
Good, sir. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming on. So let's learn a little bit about yourself. So give us the five W's if you can.
Sure. Was a licensed real estate agent at the age of 19 back in 1987. And had a nice 22, 23-year career. Decided that I needed a change. Have some buddies that owned Rice Insurance, a family-owned brokerage since 1946. And we got to talking about E&O insurance because of my issues that I had with E&O insurance when I was a real estate broker myself. And one thing led to another. And 10 years ago, we kind of melded together. I joined Rice Insurance, and here I am, leading the E&O department.
Great stuff. Now, where are you out of?
We're based out of Washington, a little city called Bellingham, town of about 100,000 people just north of Seattle.
Yep, I've heard of it. And so you can service the entire country?
Yeah, our firm's licensed in all states. So we have customers, and we've grown from a small family-owned operation back in the 40s to now we're over 100 employees with customers all over the U.S. So
that's
no problem.
Because I ask that because every state has their own little stipulations on licensed real estate agents and what they have to require. And it just, you know, it gets a little complicated. For example, in Texas, we are not required to have errors and omissions insurance.
Right.
Unless I am less than 10% shareholder of my company, then you are required. And so for most, you know, 80, 90%, they don't fit in that category. But I would say the strong majority, 70, 80, 90% carry errors and omissions insurance. You would be silly not to, because there's just so many liabilities with selling real estate and or getting into property management that it would be, you know, I mean, we're not talking, it's not a $50,000 premium per year unless you're a giant company. It's an affordable premium, but there's a lot of benefits to it. And we'll get through that as far as some of the pricing.
Sure.
But we want to give some of the background. And, you know, you're doing errors and omissions insurance, basically, specifically just that. And so you are the expert. Tell us kind of more. Well, tell us a little bit more about the errors and omissions insurance and kind of what it is. So the folks that, you know, aren't 100% familiar, it's good to hear the book definition now and again, just to refresh your memory.
Yeah, I mean, I always say it's for protecting you for errors or omissions or blunders or mistakes that you may make in the course of business. And whether it's a real mistake or blunder or one that's perceived, the E&O insurance policy is designed to protect you. So it's like having somebody with a bigger checkbook behind you to step in the gap and defend you in case there's some sort of suit brought against you. So again, real or perceived, because you and I both know not every single suit is a valid suit. And many times everybody gets kind of sucked into the suit just because they were party to the transaction or their name shows up on some paperwork. So E&O is not just for those who make mistakes knowingly. It's designed to respond to mistakes or blunders, whether real or perceived.
So the term professional liability insurance, how does that correlate to E&O?
Professional liability, you're an expert in property management or real estate sales, listing and sales, much like an accountant would be an expert or a professional in his or her practice of doing your taxes. And so there's a level of competency that you should have. And the E&O policy is designed to protect you in case of a mistake in the rendering of your professional services.
Now, this is just not something for people that worry about with suits. Like, oh, I never get sued, so I don't ever have to worry about errors and omissions insurance. It's really something that you may end up having to file a claim. And we'll talk through the claims process too, but you might end up having to file a claim long before a suit comes into play. And, you know, here's one thing I've learned in the many years I've been doing this is at the first sign of anything going weird, it's smart to let your insurance company know. Say, hey, this is going on. Maybe they start a claim, maybe they start a file, but just to kind of put them on notice. So tell me some of your experience there.
Definitely. You want to notify either your E&O carrier or the agent that sold you the policy the minute you think something could be on the horizon, because we want to put the carrier on notice. Most E&O policies have some sort of requirement built into them, which requires you to notify them of a potential claim or a claim in a timely manner. So we don't want to mess around. Anytime you think you have something going, you call, and we put the carrier on notice immediately. There's no harm in doing that. It doesn't, the old wives' tale is it jacks your E&O premiums. That's not true. And it's safer to put them on notice than to not put them on notice. So that's what we do.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because I've made that mistake where you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to self-insure because it's a mouse. And the mouse will quickly grow into a gazelle, and then the gazelle turns into an elephant. And you're like, dang it, I should have notified him way back when it was a mouse. It would have saved me a bunch of these BS attorney's fees I've been paying for, because you think you want to self-insure. That's the first thing that I would recommend against is, at any sign of a claim, go ahead and file. That's what it's there for. If it turns into something small, hey, maybe you just write the check instead of paying the deductible. Okay. But at least you notified them. And if you end up writing the check instead of getting a full-blown claim with a deductible, you actually look better to the insurance company, I would appear.
Yeah.
So let's talk just a little bit, switching gears to coverages and limitations. And I know every policy will be different based on the state, based on what they want, et cetera. But let's just kind of talk some common and customary practices here for coverages and liabilities and what those entail. Just give us some 2 cents there.
Okay. So the standard, and I say standard, the typical, maybe a better way to phrase it, the typical E&O policy that's quoted comes at you with a $1 million limit and a $2,500 deductible. They are customizable from there. You can take limits down and you can take deductibles down. You can increase limits and you can increase deductibles. And then built within the policy are the coverages that a real estate broker and or property manager would want to have to protect their business. A couple of the biggies that we always look for and are built into most policies would be fair housing and discrimination coverage, pollution, environmental hazards, failure to advise mold, things along those lines. Maybe even bodily injury and property damage coverage, though that's typically a general liability coverage. Many E&O carriers will build some of that coverage into their E&O policies. So that's kind of what we start with. And you can customize limits based on what you think you need. And after a good, you know, chat with me or whoever your insurance agent is, you can build yourself a nice policy.
So a buzzword floating around the industry right now is cyber liability insurance. Yep. Is that something that is built into an errors and omissions or professional liability policy, or is that an additional?
It's an ancillary endorsement that many E&O policies are adding on as a way to attract customers and to compete in the industry. The short answer is, if you want cyber coverage, great. We're going to go get a separate cyber policy that's designed to respond to cyber claims in the proper way and provide robust cyber coverage, not just kind of tag along cyber coverage.
Yeah, because that is a big concern of ours, because essentially most property management company owners, most property management companies are money managers. Yeah. And the sooner they recognize that they're not managing homes, which they are to a certain extent, but the majority of what they're doing is managing monies, managing funds, that our worst nightmare is we get hacked and, you know, $100K goes missing in a day. And the bank says, well, sorry, you know, can't do anything for you. File a police report. And then you're like, you're stuck. You know what I mean? And I've heard stories about this where things just aren't getting covered, and it ends up being the PM. You know, let's say you have an employee issue where an employee does the same thing to you. You know, that could be potentially covered in errors and omissions sometimes. So talk us through some of those.
Yeah. Again, cyber, we talked about, there's crime that goes along with that. We try and, sell a crime policy to kind of marry up with that. And that would be a policy that would cover employee theft or theft of client funds, customer funds. And that's a separate policy in and of itself. We're concerned about the new buzzword out there called social engineering, which is you get an email and it says, hey, Brad, please wire $50,000 to my account from one of your customers. And you do so, and we all realize, guess what? It really wasn't one of your customers. It was a kind of a phishing email, and out goes the funds. So built into your crime policy and your cyber policy, we want to make sure we have some fraudulent transfer / social engineering coverage, and the list goes on. So definitely, I want property managers to be aware that you just can't rely on your E&O policy for that type of coverage or your general liability. You really need to be proactive and look to your other policies in place to handle that.
Agree with that, because the social engineering thing is a scary thing. We've almost been victimized from that. We've seen the spam fake emails come in, and I've actually had staff members wire funds out because they saw an email from, allegedly it was me. I saw it on a Friday afternoon on the golf course. I called my team. I said, that's not me. Reverse that ACH right now. So they call the bank, reverse it, never went out. And it happened. That was same day. Luckily I caught it, but the younger junior staff member who had that access just blindly did it without even confirming with me. So all of that's my fault. I will take complete ownership of that for me not putting in good standard operating procedures, basically saying anytime there's a wire that goes out, you got to make a phone call to me or to somebody that's going to confirm this verbally versus just taking the word of a blind email. Okay. Yes. So that's an example. That's a real world example.
It is.
And I'm not saying that your coverage for errors and omissions would exceptionally cover that. What I'm saying is it could be part of a concern to tie into when you're looking at errors and omissions.
No doubt.
What kind of additional riders do I need? What kind of additional coverages do I need to augment the E&O to make sure that we are safe?
Yep, for sure. Okay. Yeah, we want to have a good cyber policy and a good crime policy for you. For
excellent. Sure. Yeah. So I would love to hear maybe a story or two on, putting this into context, right? We're talking about errors and omissions, but, what is covered, what is not covered? Do you have any good stories about that?
Yeah, sure. Let me think of a couple of recent claims. One in this cyber space that we just had fired at us was a brokerage out of Georgia that had received, was party to an email, had not sent the email, and the email was not directed to them, Brad, but it came from the buyer's mortgage broker and said to the buyer, please wire in your $100,000 and we're ready to close the loan. So the buyer, of course, saw the mortgage broker on the email, saw his real estate broker on the email, saw his attorney on the email, and went ahead and wired in the $100K. Well, guess what? It was a phishing email. The money went somewhere. We don't know where. The broker, this is a real estate brokerage, not a property manager. The broker calls our office, says we'd like to turn in a claim. And of course, we turned in the claim, but there's no cyber coverage. There's no crime coverage. There's no social, no fraudulent transfer coverage because they hadn't built out their coverages to include all that. And so no coverage. If you had a cyber policy with a nice crime and social engineering endorsement attached to that, we would have submitted that and it probably would have been covered. But that's a real life example. That's happening just like it is to you right there at your office. I've seen it happen as well. On the E&O side for property managers, the most recent claim I saw was a property manager who was sucked into a lawsuit in Oregon because he couldn't rent the house to the number of individuals that wanted to rent the house. His owner said, I do not want more than four people in this house. You can't rent it to a family of six. There's just no space for that. We ended up seeing a suit come in and it was for discrimination. You're discriminating against us because of our family size. That got turned into the carrier. The carrier took care of it. So that's a real life claim. Others that I see quite a bit revolve around environmental issues, mold. My child is sick because there's black mold in the house. You as a property manager get sucked into the suit because you should have taken care of the black mold. The owner also gets sucked into the suit and off we go. So those are just a few examples of the types of claims that we see on a pretty regular basis.
Tenants not changing their air filters? Costly HVAC repairs and unhappy owners got you down? Filter Easy is a subscription air filter delivery service that solves this problem by shipping filters directly to the tenant's front door when it's time to change. Tenants actually change them, which reduces HVAC-related maintenance calls by an average of 30%. Filter Easy's no-cost-you solution functions as a profit center to give you back time and money. Call 1-800-308-1186 today to learn more.
One thing that I think is lingering out there, and this is going to get worse and worse, is the working with HUD and working with service animals and or emotional support animals. You know, that's also our worst nightmare because, you know, what if we say something wrong? What if we don't allow a certain pet in there? Or what if we do and the neighbors sue? And it's a giant mess. And
wow.
The guidelines from HUD are clear as mud. I mean, they are grayer than the most overcast Seattle day you could find. So sure. it's a rough deal working with HUD. They basically said, you know, go forth and do it, and then we'll figure it out after it happens. That's what they've told us. That's what they've told property management companies at conferences before. Is, you know, good luck, go forward and do what you need to do, and then we'll just see as the cases come up if you're going to get fined and spanked and all this other stuff. So, you know, something like that were to happen, where do you guys lay in the coverage there?
Well, I think we end up, that's an E&O type coverage, and that would be something that each carrier would review based on the suit, what the suit looked like, and that's something we submit immediately to the carrier, and then you, as the insured, deal directly with your carrier to say, okay, what do we have here, and how are we going to solve it?
Yeah, and I want to point something out to the audience that, you know, you as a sales representative for all 50 states and working with errors and omissions specifically, this is your niche focus. You know, when you say vague statements like that, it's because you have no choice. You don't know if something will be covered. You as the person, Jay, you have to submit it to an underwriter. The underwriter has to review it in person. They have to basically do a whole investigation. And then they look at it and say, yes, that fits within our boundaries, or no, it doesn't fit within our boundaries. So it's very, I want people to know that it's very tough for insurance folks to answer questions like that. Hey, do you cover this? Hey, do you cover that? A lot of times they will give you a generic answer because they don't know the answer. And for them to say yes on everything is almost a dirty sales tactic.
Thanks for clarifying.
I appreciate your answer that says, well, we'll submit it to the carrier. You know, in most cases, something like that would be potentially covered, but we have to submit it for their final approval because they do a whole investigation on their own.
They do. So
that's important to clarify for the folks listening.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah, it's very true. Because each carrier is so different and the exclusions are different on each policy, you can't make a blanket statement that, hey, yeah, sure, that's covered. We only know after we turn the claim in and let the claims folks do their job.
Do you have any sort of comments or clarifications on the size of coverage we might need? Does it correlate to the size of the business? Does it correlate to the revenue? Does it correlate to the credit? I mean, how does that work when people are determining, you know, hey, how much coverage do I need, Jay?
Yeah, I think it really correlates to how well someone wants to sleep at night, Brad. And everybody's threshold is different. I have insureds that carry as little as $250,000 of E&O coverage because they're just not worried about it. They want a little something, but they've never been sued. They've been in business for 30 years. Jay, I'm just not that worried, but I want a little something just in case. That's great. I've got larger companies that carry $3-5 million of coverage because of the size of their business, and it makes them sleep well at night. So it's really a personal, choice that as a business person you need to make based on what you need to be able to sleep well at night.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. So just kind of caveat that into maybe some pricing outlines. I know it's vague and you can't really price each state, but I mean, do you have a window or can you talk us through some of that at all, just a little bit?
I can. Here's what I can tell you. The cheapest you're ever going to find an E&O policy in the industry, and this is kind of $1 million policy with a $2,500 deductible. The cheapest you're ever going to find it is about, call it $600. And policies head on up from there. We've got policies over $100,000 a year for customers, just depending on size of business and the makeup of what they're doing. I will tell you this, it's impossible for me to give you, hey, you know, you got three property managers and you're doing X, here's what the pricing is going to be. Every carrier has a different rubric that they use and kind of a grid that they use to price the policies. And so that's why we market your account to multiple carriers, because all of those grids and those rubrics and those pricing models are ebbing and flowing and changing. So it's tough to give you just a hard and fast number. Hey, it's going to cost you $1,000. Can't do it till I see your application, get all the carriers to look at it and get those quotes back to kind of then see what we've got.
Yeah. So I'll just give you my pricing and what I've been seeing in my experience and having E&O for 10 plus years is it's anywhere from a couple grand to $5,000 or $6,000 a year. And that's just for my small little company. You get into the bigger realm of, you know, 20, 40, 50 agents, you know, you could be looking at $10,000 a year, but you know, it really depends on the size. And so I only say that to folks where they're thinking, oh God, I can't afford E&O. It's another $20,000. Well, it shouldn't be if you're a startup player. It might be, you know, $1,000 a year or something.
It could be less than $1,000.
Less than $1,000. So talk me through the process of applying. So when they apply, they're going to basically fill out some forms and give all the information they can. I mean, talk us through that so they just kind of know what to expect.
Sure. Right out of the gate, we just send out a little kind of an info grab. It's a little application. You'll list all of your pertinent info, you know, address, all the usual data. And then we get into kind of the more important items. How many properties are you managing? How many properties are you brokering, you know, listing and selling every year? What do those commissions look like, both on the brokerage side and the management side? And what your staff look like. And then we take that application and based on what I see and what the makeup of your business looks like, that will dictate which carriers I then send the application to for pricing. I don't send it just out to every carrier because some carriers I know right out of the gates might not be a good fit for you based on what kind of business you're doing and what kind of coverage that particular carrier either provides or excludes. So then I go to work, and quotes can take anywhere from a couple of days to receive. Some carriers respond within 24 hours, some take a week, but we just work through the process depending on how many carriers we have, pull all the quotes in, take a look, and then I reach back out to you and say, hey, this is what I've got.
So I'm hoping you have an electronic process, because I'll tell you, the last time I applied would have been 2 or 3 years ago, and I've been just renewing the policy blanketly. It was so frustrating because I had to coach the errors and omissions carrier on what we did. Their concept or my insurance person's concept, which is professional liability. And I had to like basically illustrate to them what commissions were and what closings were and what property management was. I had to coach them. Yeah. I mean, that was very frustrating for me. So I'm hoping since, you know, you potentially are a specialist that you're going to be able to say, okay, you have how many agents, you have how many closed transactions a year, you have how much in gross commission income, you know, you have how many office space, those types of things I'm hoping you are able to get from folks electronically. Because I was stubby penciling this stuff 2 years ago. I'm like, this is ridiculous. We're 2017 and I'm writing out, I'm printing out something, writing it out, scanning it. That's stupid. Yep. I mean, get into the time. So talk me through that. Or is it a pretty modern process now?
It's just a standard fillable, easy fillable app. You either would have to, I don't have a portal that you enter into to enter the data electronically. I just send you a fillable PDF, throw the data in, email it back to me, and we're off to the races.
Fairly easy. Yeah, fairly easy.
Super easy.
Okay. That's good.
The app I give you works with all of the carriers that I work with to get my initial quotes. So I'm not having you fill out multiple apps. Just one data grab back to me and off I go.
Yeah, because it's so frustrating sometimes because we, as a property management company, we make it very easy for owners to sign up. We use Adobe mm-hmm. Sign so they can go in there and fill out everything. It's a widget. They can grab the form anytime and start filling it out. Yeah. I've worked with organizations before that they want you to fill out a form. They send you a Word document. I'm like, what is wrong with you folks? Sending me a Word, what am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
So I appreciate the fact that you have a little bit of modern touch there. And I'm sure that's ever improving as you get more and more bandwidth.
Always.
Perfect. So yeah, this has been a pretty good conversation. It's a dry subject. Okay.
It's really dry.
I wanted to get your name out there. So I do want you to tell us, you know, if folks were interested in reaching out to you to talk about errors and omissions insurance, talk about some of the ancillary insurance services that they might need, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can either do it by phone if you'd like to do that. And my direct line at the desk is area code 360-603-4343. Or if you want to hit me up by email, that's always great. I think everybody is using email, jay@riceinsurance.com, just like the rice we eat for dinner. So super slick, super easy.
Can't get any easier than that. jay@riceinsurance.com.
Correct.
That will help quite a few because, you know, a lot of folks are in that realm of we end up getting de facto errors and omissions insurance by our local State Farm agent or whomever.
Correct.
Nothing wrong with that. They provide a good service. I'm not dogging them, but I want to go to the carrier that specializes. And I shouldn't say carry. I want to go to the broker, the insurance broker that specializes with working with 4, 5, 10 different carriers on this particular product and knows what's good, knows what's bad, knows what you need and what you don't need. And basically ranks the strong recommendations. Say, hey, I know you're getting this, but don't forget this. This is what you're going to need because you, Jay, we're a real estate broker. You understand what we do as real estate agents. You understand what a closed transaction is. You understand what gross commissions are.
Correct.
And so that's helpful for us. And I appreciate you coming on and telling us about some of this stuff. So again, it's jay@riceinsurance.com to reach out to you. Any parting comments for the team?
Just thanks for having me. And I just want to reiterate that these insurance coverages are important for you. Whether you feel that you'll ever do anything wrong or not is never the issue because we can be sued for any reason. And it's just nice to have somebody with deeper pockets than we have to kind of step in the gap for us, give us a hand, help us out, and handle these claims so that you can go back to the business that you're good at, which is either brokering real estate or managing real estate. The last thing you guys want to be doing is fighting lawsuits. That's not what puts bread on the table. So we want to defer the risk and the cost as much as we can for you in the event of a claim, and that's why you'd like to have those insurance coverages. So be proactive as business owners. Think about what kind of coverages you need. Think about the potential risks for your business. And when you're working with your insurance agent, whether it's me or somebody else, it's a partnership. I want my insurance to be as proactive as they possibly can because many things pop up that I don't think about on a daily basis, and they do because your business is ever changing. So it's a marriage of sorts. So we want to have that kind of relationship when we're working together.
Excellent. When in doubt, file a claim. That's one of the lessons learned.
Peace. I like it.
Jay, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And you guys have a fantastic day. All right.
Thanks, Brad. Take care.
Take care.
Property Meld is made for maintenance work automation. Property Meld will work to schedule, remind, verify completion, and follow up with your residents automatically while providing the best-in-class communication system for your ease of use, your vendors, and your tenants. Begin reducing maintenance coordination time and increasing tenant satisfaction today. Learn more at PropertyMeld.com.
Choose Seacoast Commerce Bank as your property management bank of choice. Seacoast Commerce Bank specializes in trust accounts and business banking for property managers. One of their best features is a cash analysis program where they can assist in paying your property management related invoices. Contact Allison at 619-988-6708 to learn more. And be sure to listen to the Property Management Mastermind Podcast, episode number 26, about Seacoast Commerce Bank.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.